Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, I'm going to ask you to stick with me here because I think in 9 years of radio, we've never asked this question before.
That's good, you know? Yeah. Keeps it exciting.
On 52232955, have you been swarmed?
What do you mean, Jess? Did you get... Were you at Westfield again?
I haven't personally been swarmed.
Were you the one being swarmed? You're like, give us a signature. Do the laugh.
I just saw this article about the UK. They're having like an unseasonably warm summer.
I was chatting to someone yesterday. They're like having heat waves.
Yeah.
At the moment.
I'm a Brit and it's 26 and I'm dying.
No, it is. It's like it's 29 and I'm dying. It's crazy
they're
hot.
Like, they're getting like in the 30s. So for them, it's wild.
Sweltering.
And because of this like perfect storm of like heat, and like an extra long summer, they've had like heat for longer. It means that they've had an influx.
Sorry, did you say an extra long summer?
Yeah.
It is the middle of their summer.
No, I know, but like it started a little bit earlier. Okay. Like they had hot weather for longer. Okay. I know when summer starts.
I disagree. Yesterday you said to me, winter's almost done. Last week was the exact middle of winter. Anyway.
All these conditions have made it so that there's been a swarm of ladybirds.
Oh, dude, this happened. So where my wife's from in Mount Gambier in South Australia, we were back a couple of weeks ago. And because of the longer summer, there were thousands and thousands of lady beetles out near this particular spot. I was probably the only one that didn't feel swarmed. I was with like my wife, her sister, a couple of their friends, and they're like, let's go out and let's do Instagram with the lady beetles.
Cute.
It'll be beautiful. We'll walk through the pine forest and the lady beetles will be flying off us. And I didn't say anything. I was like, girls and bugs, like huge stereotype.
Yeah.
But I don't think
ladybugs are
well.
Not as cute as they seem. They're very flappy.
When you're being swarmed by it.
Swarmed.
And so like I had like probably hundreds on me and I was like, oh yeah, like as long as they don't go in my mouth, I'm pretty fine.
Yeah.
I think when they all the girls noticed that it was tangling in their hair.
Oh.
A bit of the... Okay, get them off.
Well, this is the thing. This article was like, people are staying indoors. They're not leaving the house.
There's a lady beetle with a gun at the front. You think you can come out here, can you? Not on this side of the neighbourhood. Have a go, mate. Have a go. I've got a piece on me.
I know it's a long shot, but... 52232955. Have you been swarmed?
So is this
It doesn't have to be by ladybugs, obviously.
Okay.
But, you know, like years ago...
I've got... Well, it's not animal... Well, I guess it's. I've been swarmed. The other day when I dropped my son off at daycare, one little boy came over to me to show me he had a dinosaur sticker on his hand.
Of course.
And then I think 15 of them all decided, oh, we'll show this man our dinosaur stickers. And I was backed into a corner of a room and I was like, why is my instinct to start swatting? Just... All right, yep, all of you got snot coming out of your nose. Get away. Heel.
You stopped yourself from calling them animals and told the story anyway.
No, but I felt swarmed.
Yeah.
So a swarming, like I want people to know, like it doesn't have to be animals. It could be animals.
I made the mistake once of, I was holidaying up in Sydney and we were like, you know, it'd be really great. Let's get some fish and chips. Go enjoy our fish and chips on Manly Beach.
You
so beautiful.
Silly sausage. How many seagulls did you have to punch?
Jim, hundreds.
How many?
Like, there would have been hundreds swarming us. It was swarming. Like, I felt like I was in that movie, The Birds. Like,
so
it was.
You're telling me that swarming's out there happening.
It is.
And maybe we're just not hearing about
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying. Swarming. I would say that Stacey and Cryo had a much worse situation.
Ooh. Stacey. Oh, the giggles. Stacey and Cryo. What were you swarmed by?
Grasshoppers.
Oh, that's gross. Yep.
Just terrifying. Terrifying, Stacey.
And so we were on a school camp, so there was 48 teenage girls that went to Alice Springs on a school camp, and for every one of us, every time we took a single step, the minute we got off the bus, there was 5 grasshoppers for every single step that we took.
Oh, God.
And it was just absolutely everywhere, and we were sleeping in tents, and they were in the tents, they were outside the tents, in bedding, absolutely everywhere. And I went, this is so cool. There's so many colours. I want to catch one. And then you're watching all these other girls who are screaming and jumping and dancing. And I'm going, you're making it worse. You should make it more steps.
Oh, my God.
It was only day 1 of the plague. I don't know what they were reacting for. It was so dramatic, Stacey.
Stacey, was it like, could you hear crunching? Or were they moving out the way?
They were jumping out of the way, but we definitely stood on quite a few.
Oh, you look at the concrete and it's all just like guts.
Oh, I didn't realise that this is a big fear of mine until just now, this moment. Like, that would be the end. I'd be like, back on the bus, everyone. We're moving. We're going back.
We're going back. All yep. right.
It was really impressive to be able to see just how long the legs were and everything every time they took a jump, because they were so close as well, and realising just how far they can actually jump.
Well, they don't call them grass walkers, yeah. So they've got to be impressive for something. So Stacey, I'm glad you got through that swarm. Very brave on your behalf. It's very similar to like when I took my wife and some of her friends out to see all these ladybirds, mm-hmm. and they all started freaking out because it got in their hair. So I feel like you and I were kindred spirits, you know, just keeping it calm while everyone's freaking out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, there we go. All right, Stacey for PM. This is Tim and Jess. I know that this is going to be very, like, this, I'm being honest, super indulgent, but I have a very specific situation and you're not going to have sympathy for me.
Okay.
So I don't talk.
So I have too much money.
No. It's a different kind of thing. And I think you'll agree. I don't talk about this a lot on the show because it's like, it's something I like outside of work. I put a lot of time into it with a big group of people. I want to talk about my super coach
yes.
for a second. Yeah. I know that like some people are into fantasy football, but I don't talk about it a lot because I go,
It literally gets to 5:59 every day and Tim goes, all right, I'm out of here. And the other day he was like, hang on a second, you head off. I've got to stick around. I'm recording a podcast for my super coach league.
That's a real thing. That's a real thing that happened. So,
like, that should show you his dedication.
Yeah. So, love it. I've been doing it with this group in particular for mm-hmm. like 5 or 6 years, and it's a draft one. So, say
these are the ones you went on your little boys' holiday with.
Yes, we went away for a draft weekend yeah. and like did a catch up, picked our teams. So, it's not like some fantasy football. If you want Marcus Bontempelli and I want Marcus Bontempelli, Jess, we're in the same league. We can both have him. This one is a draft league where it's like, all right, Jess, you picked Marcus Bontempelli.
Yeah.
No one else can have him except for you. But if I want him, I'll have to say, hey, do you want Bailey Smith?
You got to trade.
Got to trade. So one of the players that I've had all year is Mark Blitzarves.
Nice.
From the Cats.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Love Mark. We chat to him a lot. I have never.
Have you ever told any of the Cats that you've got them on your team?
I've
do well. I need it this week.
Well, because I work at Cats Games doing the game day stuff, the team that I work with, they know that the two players that I've had this year have been Lawson Humphreys and Mark Blitzarves. So whenever they're doing well, they're kind of giving me the,
yeah.
this is good. But there's been a theme lately, and it happened, I think, 2 or 3 times on Sunday. And again, I'm watching the game very closely, and I'm looking particularly out for Blitzarves
yeah.
and Humphreys, but Blitz in particular. And chat to Blitz sometimes before and after the games really quickly, just say g'day. And after, so there were 3 instances where he handballed to someone else to kick a goal on the weekend when he was in, like he'd either taken a mark or had a free kick.
You get more points on Supercoach if he
If he kicked 3 goals, yeah. he probably would have scored an extra, you know, 30, 40 points. I lost on the weekend by 20 points. So I was like, all right, if he kicks 2 of those,
yeah,
I've probably won. Now I'm in a situation where if I lose this week, I'm out.
Oh,
season over.
No. So, haven't you been in the finals for like every...
No. This is, so last year was that was the bad year.
Right.
Real bad year. Okay. But this year I'm like, all right, things are going well. Do I chat to Mark Blitzarves? Because after the game, he walked past me. And I was like, game mate. And he's like, thanks, Tim. Blah, blah. And I was like, do I...
Not good game, just game, mate.
Yeah, and I was like, do I go up to him and say, mate, what's it, you know?
You're killing me.
You're handballing all these goals off. What's going on?
Your boots don't work, mate.
Do I bring it?
Have a kick.
Do I bring it up?
Yes.
Because if I lose.
You have access to these players.
I know. No one else in the league does.
Exactly.
It feels like a cheat sheet.
I feel like, can we get Mark on the show this week?
I'm nervous.
Whoever, because we're getting there'll be someone from the Cats.
Yeah, we chat to someone
us.
From the Cats every week.
I think whoever we get on, we send a message to Mark.
So just feed the ball to Blitz this weekend against
someone.
North.
Get this man some goals.
Because I need, like, if I don't win, I'm out. Don't make
what's
finals.
Humphreys doing?
Humphreys is doing well. Humphreys
he's
is going
up to
all right.
Much? Yeah.
Humphreys is getting, but Blitz in particular.
Are we sure that it's just Blitz that caused you the.
No, it's just, well, I look at it and I go, he could have potentially kicked 3 yeah. goals, but he handballed them off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, kick a goal.
Yeah.
Like, have a crack, mate. And but the thing is, he doesn't care Because he's a real football player.
Yeah.
And this is for internet points.
Mm-hmm. But doesn't he know you have to do the hog slog if you lose?
Don't just say that. He doesn't know about the hog slog.
I think if he knew of the hog slog.
Now I've got to tell everyone what the hog slog is. You lose in the Supercoach League. You've got to run 3 or 4, depending on your fitness level. So yeah. I don't know if I'd be 3 or 4 laps. You have to run 3 laps or 4 laps of an oval, but every lap you have to eat and fully consume a hot dog before you start the next one. It's a lot of hot dogs and a lot of running.
I think if he knew of the hog slog, he might have kicked a few more goals.
Last year, Curtis, who did it, cried and vomited. So I do not want to do the hog slog. So maybe we get Blitz on the show.
And he had Mark on his team last year, didn't he?
I don't know, but just, yeah.
I think we get Mark on the show.
Okay, I'll try.
To the Cats. Let's make this happen.
All right.
I don't think it's overindulgent, Tim. I think we need to avoid the hog slog for you.
Because if it just doesn't happen, like, I'll hate myself. But no pressure. So it's all good. That and the hog slog. So huge double loss.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait. Sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, this weekend I went to support my best mate. She was in a community theatre production.
Fun.
So, you know, we hit the road on Saturday morning. Went to the matinee performance because I was like, oh, I'm going to fall asleep if we go to the nighttime show.
Matinee is the best thing.
Love a matinee.
Ever.
So she did 2 shows in one day, 1 at 2, 1 at 7.
How many months in the lead up, like, are they practicing for this
4
show?
Months.
That's so much.
It's so much rehearsal. Yeah. And like multiple times a week. For a community theatre production, you would think she'd be getting paid the amount of time she spent at the theatre. It's insane. So she put so much effort into this. And we were like, we got a whole group of us together. It was like, we took out a whole row, me and my friends.
What kind of role was she in? Because it really speaks a lot to you and your mates.
Mm-hmm.
If she's a main character and you go, like, of course, like, yeah, you're going to support your mate. Mm-hmm. Like, they've got this big role. She's got like 3 speaking lines.
She didn't have any speaking lines. She was an ensemble member. Featured dancer.
Wow.
But no lines. We're just really good friends.
Yeah, of course. You are a good friend. You're a very good friend.
And so she was like, the whole time she was rehearsing this play, she's like, I think you're really going to like it, actually, because it's a murder mystery.
Oh, no, that's so cool.
Yeah. So it was a musical murder mystery, and essentially it was set in a theatre, and the production on the opening night, someone in the cast died. Yeah. And so the whole time, excellent, the whole play, you're trying to figure out who done it.
Yeah. And that's like, right? That's the fun element of it.
And so, you know, we get out at halftime. We're all discussing our theories. My husband picked it within the first 2 songs.
Halftime.
Of course he did.
I believe they call it an intermission, yeah, in the theatre group.
Oh my God.
They didn't have.
Am I a sporty person
they
now?
They didn't have oranges and snakes.
No, but we did have Choc Tops, okay, which was excellent. Okay. And so we get into the second act. And as they're like halfway through, all of a sudden, the 3 of the main characters appeared above us.
Oh.
So they were in the galley, yeah, right? And they were directly above us doing their lines. And so we're looking like directly up at the you know, I don't even know what's going on the stage at this, yeah, point, because everyone, all the attention's on these 3 people having their lines. And as they're speaking, I didn't realize that this was going to happen, obviously. But one of the characters accidentally pretends to drop something into the crowd. And he yells directly at me.
Like he's found you.
Yeah. And he's like, look out! Pointing directly at me. And I have never been so terrified in my whole life.
Oh, you're like,
I thought he had fallen.
Oh.
I thought a grown man was about to fall 10 meters onto me.
Oh, you thought this is it.
Yep. And I genuinely, I thought I'd went into labor. Like, it was the...
Don't scare a pregnant lady.
And so then we couldn't stop laughing because it was like, oh my God, Jess is in the play. Hilarious.
So, but how, like, what's your, like, why does he come to you at this point?
It was
point?
Part of the story. It was just like he yelled out into the audience and he's like, he came up to me after the show and he was like, I'm so sorry. I've been doing, we did 8 shows before this and no one's ever feared for their life.
Oh, but you're the rule to...
The exception to, yeah, the rule. Yeah, 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 absolutely. You're... And so then as the play continued, you know, they come down from the little galley bit and they go back onto the stage and I'm still crying.
I'm laughing?
I'm crying.
Scared?
Real, yeah. Okay. And it got to the point where, you know, when you laugh and you know you're not supposed to be laughing because, like, the show's still going and theatre etiquette is like, do not yeah, draw attention to yourself.
And no offence, you're very noticeable in a theatre.
And I was...
Well, I was doing the silent sobs. They're like,
oh, God, Jess. You're a lot.
And because it's a murder mystery, there was a lot of jump scares.
Yeah.
So they were like dropping other things on the stage. You know, there was a lot of gunshots going off and everything startled me. And we got out and I saw my friend, congratulated her, bought her flowers, gave them to her after the show.
Why do I have a bigger role in your stage show than you
literally
do?
I said to her, I was like, could have warned a girl. I think I wet myself halfway through.
Like, think? I know I did. This is Tim and Jess. Have welcomed Ava from the newsroom back into the studio. Thank you again, Ava.
Hey, guys.
Now, there's only a few bands that we have on the show of things that we're not allowed to talk about. Ava, really, since you joined the show as a bit of a member, bands started flying because I figured out you and Jess are more similar. And, yeah, you're interested in, like, tariffs. You know, yeah, when Donald Trump was throwing tariffs around, I banned that.
I mean, it was big at first.
Ava's probably not going to like this analogy, but I like to think that Ava is like me but 10 years ago.
Oh, so
why would I not like that?
No. She's saying with her words in her face that that's a compliment, but inside she's going to go and cry in the corridor.
Sobbing in the newsroom.
I can't believe she'd say that to me.
Well, I think it's a sign of how nice we are that we've only put one ban on you.
Yeah, so I've got a
band. That's what we're about to break.
Formula One was a band that I also put on. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Formula One, but you guys were just like,
there's been a lot of Formula One action, Tim. It's been hard to keep my mouth shut, honestly.
There was a period, I think it was a 2 or 3 day period, where I went from having never played pickleball to playing 2 games of pickleball. Yeah. And I was just so excited to share with you how cool it is. And it got a swift ban. And I was like, hey, if I'm throwing bans out, I've got to cop them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On Friday after work, team building exercise, went and played pickleball at Dink's. You guys, but we were all.
I'm still not convinced that you didn't pay our general manager like $100.
You saw my shocked face when they announced we were doing it. Now that you've both experienced pickleball, again, because if someone's listening and they want to get into it, maybe. Like, again, I've only played 3 times, so I'm not like in. But yeah. Whenever I'm doing it, I love it.
I did love.
Give me your feedback on
pickleball. We were doing an explanation. They were telling us all how to play because none of us had played before. And they were going over the rules and they're like, and what's this pink area? You know, this big, big box in the front. What do we call this? And Tim went to answer. He was like,
put my hand up because I'm a normal person.
And someone shouted out the answer. Did you see that?
Yeah, so it was my partner and she told me about it earlier. And I was like, in case she's wrong, I don't want to say it, but I'll tap her on the back and say it quickly before Tim.
Yeah.
And Sarah from sales did. She yelled out the kitchen. But I had my hand up because I'm, you know, not the worst.
Did you end up beating Sarah and Ava?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, but like we don't need to bring that up.
Yeah.
So there was a point where we were scoring and it was like, all right, we're up by 1, we're up by 2, we're up by... And then when we got up by 10, I was like, I'm just going to keep the score to myself and we're just going to have a bit of a game. Once the game was won, I thought that I was pretty chill. I was doing some like... Because again, I'd played, so I had an advantage, but I wanted the game. I wanted everyone to have a bit of fun. So I was giving some... what probably could have seemed as sexist shots to some to someone like Ava, where I was going, I'll just hit it up so she can get in the game.
I didn't think that at all, Tim.
Okay.
That actually didn't cross my mind.
I did appreciate you not making me run very much. You always hit them straight to me.
So. Well, I didn't want you to. Well, you're pregnant, so.
I found out that I can't run backwards anymore as a pregnant woman. So it's if the ball went past me, it was like, oh, well, ball's gone. What are we going to do?
It's not the most necessary life skill.
Like if you were to join, like, because I look at it as like a social mixed netball team. If you were to join a social pickleball team, do you think that's something that you could, like, do you get why I was into it? Because it's like, it's mini tennis, but there's like a bit of fun.
I feel like there needs to be a team of 4. Because then you can like rotate and no one ever gets tired.
You got to remember, not everyone is 25 weeks pregnant when they're playing.
No, but like I would like, it's something I'd like to do again after the pregnancy. But I will definitely need some more support.
Ava does fit girl things. Is that something like, would you play a one-on-one or did you like the two-on-two?
I liked the two-on-two. I will say I was a little embarrassed when I woke up on Saturday and I went, oh, I might be a little bit sore after pickleball. But then I came to the office today and other people said the same thing.
Yeah. Some people really was sore today. Bonding. Yeah.
Oh, some of us in this room.
Yeah. When you hurt through things, you grow together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was one of the rare moments in my life where I saw people struggling for fitness and I was looking around going, oh, I'm not the first one to give up.
Well, there was a plan to do a round robin of 5 games and those 5 games got cut down to 3.
3 or 4, yeah.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
I will say, Tim, you may have been looking around at one point when I was playing Tim. I sort of stumbled over my feet for an awkward shot and he did not let that slide. He called it out immediately and I said, Tim, you can't make fun of people for not being good at physical activity.
It's fair.
Otherwise, I'd be exhausted. I'd be absolutely exhausted in those games with
I'm
you two.
I'm trying my best.
Sorry, Tim, did you make the finals though?
No, semi-finals. But we lost to men. Ugh, they're the worst, yeah. aren't they? Men mm-hmm. that tried.
Yeah.
Cara and I. So we, as soon as, and I'll be honest, I'm going to put this out there. The two guys we played against in the semi kept hitting it to Cara, my female teammate.
Wow.
And I was like, I see what you're
that's
doing.
That's sexist.
And that's not cool. One of them was in a manager position. The other one was a casual. So I was like,
wow,
that's,
throw him under the bus.
That's not
wow.
okay, guys. Not okay. So, but besides the sexism, I think pickleball's fun.
Yeah.
So get around it. So are we lifting the ban?
Nah, I just think it depends what you're bringing.
Yeah,
to the
I think
show.
The ban stays.
Good it is, how good it is.
No. But ban, if you've had that discussion once, cool. if we had it.
Like all right, I had a feeling again. We were still going to get banned. But
we
I...
will lift it if you lift the F1 ban.
No more pickleball on the show. Thanks, Ava. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Jess, you're 34 years old.
I am, yes.
I'm 32 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, I know how you're going to answer this, but before you give me your answer, and if you're listening, answer it as well, just think about it.
Okay.
Just don't just make a snap judgment and go, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Because I know you will. Would you consider yourself old?
Oh, that's hard because sometimes yes, but other times, nah.
Oh, I'm glad that yeah. the thought and the consideration got us to yeah and nah.
Because like a lot of the times I feel very old, but then I remember I'm only 34.
You are, again, only 34.
Like, yeah.
You and I, we are very, I still consider us to be quite young. Mm-hmm. And when you're in your 20s, you almost feel older in your early 20s than you do in your early
30s. 100%, yeah.
You're like, no, I'm an adult, I'm old now, I'm a grown-up. And in your early 30s, you're like, I got no idea what's going on.
I spent most of my 20s trying to prove to people how much I knew. And then I hit 30 and all of a sudden I was like, I'm just a little girl. Yeah. Leave me. I haven't even been on the planet very long.
Yeah. And it shows to us all that you've given up. So we appreciate that. But I know this was a bit of a theme last year. But last week, sorry, Gen Z, they did...
What have they done now?
They did a survey for people that are in that Gen Z generation. And yeah. They're like, what age do you think is old?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, what do you think it is? Because I've got the answer.
Well, because like one of my mates is a primary school teacher and she told the class that she was born in 91. And they were like, the 1990s.
Yes, the 90s.
You were born in the 1900s.
What do you think Gen Zers said was officially, that's when you're old?
Is it anyone born before the year 2000?
No, there's a specific age. They've given us an exact number. But again, okay. This is a survey. So it's not like this is what Gen Z's thinking. It's like, well, this is the actual...
The general consensus.
This is the general consensus.
30?
40.
40?
So,
look at me, spring chicken over here.
Yeah, so 26% of people, and this was for the specific age, 26% said that 40 is the true marker of elderness.
Oh.
Elderliness, I guess, sorry, you could say. But 40 is, like, that's still young. 40 is like,
well, 40 is
most of your body's still working.
Most of the K-Rock announcers.
Yeah, I know. This is the thing. That's why we're babies.
Most of your body is still working.
Well, in your 40s, it's like you shouldn't be playing sport still.
Yeah.
But it's like if you got asked to fill in on a mixed Wednesday night, you know, at the volleyball center.
Yeah.
In East Geelong, or if like someone's like, hey, I just need someone to play pick up basketball at the arena.
You still could.
You go, yeah. Look, I'll hurt tomorrow. But when you're 50, you go, there's no way I'm filling in.
Yeah.
There's no way.
That ship sailed.
So 40, you're still young. You're still thriving, you know? Some people look really hot when they're in their 40s.
Yeah.
I'm praying. This is one of those things where it's like, gee, so I didn't get it in my 20s. I don't think I've had it in my 30s so far, but I'm like, maybe my 40s is when I look at me and I go, I think I'm hot.
You showed me a photo on Friday night.
Yeah.
And you said, I fear I may be hot.
No, this is the thing. My wife took one photo of me and I looked at it and I thought, now that's
honestly,
a hot version of
I agreed. I never thought I'd see the day where there was a hot photo of you, but you looked hot.
It took 9 years, Jess, for me to show you one photo I was happy with. So, you know, I don't think I'm sitting here going, yeah, look at this hot mama over here. So, but 40, to me, 40 is still young. Mm. I think when I think it's maybe late, like 47 plus. That's when I would go, your body starts.
47, that's your old age.
Well, no, that's when you, again, I'm using it of the mixed netball rule.
Right.
Like, would you fill in if you're 47 on a mixed netball team?
Yeah, I think you still would.
Well, yeah, because I got that dog in.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ooh, ooh,
I think 55.
55?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was the average age of the Golden Girls. So that's what I associate with. All
right, so we should have started with that.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.